Proclamation number 6780 of 10th of March, 1957. Aspiring to the spiritual gifts. You should all strive for the gifts of the Spirit, for they alone are the sign of belonging to my church which I founded on earth. And already the serious will to belong to this church of mine opens your heart to receive my spiritual gifts. For through this will the Spirit in you will be prompted to express itself to you. He will, for the time being, stimulate you into loving activity. And this is a sure sign of the divine Spirit in you, because it is love itself and therefore also expresses itself through stimulation into loving activity. And if you comply with this impulse, the Spirit will truly give you unusual consideration. It will illuminate your thinking, and enlightened thinking is a spiritual gift which cannot be valued highly enough. When you now understand everything and can even explain everything which was previously incomprehensible to you, when you understand my word, be it written or spoken, as my direct address and it is clearly understandable to you, you can all acquire this spiritual gift because it is possible for all of you to practice love and thus only the serious will is required to belong to me and my church. And the more intimately you want to enter into a bond with me, the more your love will burn within you, the more you will also challenge my working of the Spirit, and then obvious expressions of the Spirit will give you the evidence that my promise will be fulfilled. My Spirit will guide you into all truth and remind you of everything I have told you. You will be able to draw the deepest knowledge from within yourselves. The Spirit of God will visibly work in you and His gifts will also be recognizable to your fellow human beings. And depending on the strength of your faith, you will also be capable of unusual activity with your fellow human beings. You will be able to work miracles, heal the sick, cast out devils and truly also recall vanishing life, for nothing is impossible for the Spirit from me and thus it can also accomplish what seems impossible for you if your faith and love allow me myself to be present in you, thus I myself can work through you. And thus you can also attain the prophetic gift that you know and see what I will let come upon you humans for the sake of your soul's salvation. And that you can now also admonish and warn your fellow human beings regarding these events, because you know that you only speak on my behalf and divest yourselves of everything that fills you with foresight. Gifts of the Spirit are always expressions of the ignited spiritual spark in you which was able to unite with the Eternal Father Spirit, with me myself, through your free will to establish the connection with me, to seek union with the one from whom you once took your origin. And this bond is the characteristic of belonging to my church. The spiritual gifts are certain proof that you have striven for and found unity with me. Otherwise I myself could not express myself in you, neither in the form of enlightened thoughts nor through unusual knowledge or unusual achievements. But if you humans want to belong to my church, if you want to be members of that church which I myself founded on earth, then you must also strive for the gifts of the Spirit, for you can all do this if only you muster the serious will to do so. For this will already provides you with strength. And the spiritual spark within you will now constantly urge you to do what corresponds to my will. It will stimulate you to fulfill the commandments of love for God and your neighbor. It will let you recognize your shortcomings and faults and prompt you to work on yourselves. But you must listen to his quiet voice and thus make an effort to comply with his urging. And you will be allowed to receive glorious gifts of the Spirit, for never again will the source dry up which your own will has opened up in yourselves. The strength of the spirit will fill you and the attainment of the aim on earth will truly be certain for you. Amen.